stay. Welcome. Meditation. The word itself means the act of moving to our center, medi, the center of our being. And so the question is, what is the center of our being? It has to mean the center of our consciousness, of all that we perceive. It cannot be an object in consciousness. It must be that which perceives and contains all of consciousness. So the center of our being contains the entirety of the sphere of being, you could say, a hyperdimensional sphere. The center is that which is the ultimate perceiver of reality, and therefore the center is that which is never perceived. It's what you are, but that you can never know. That's the definition of the self, the ultimate knower that is unknowable. That knower, because it is unknowable, cannot be described and cannot be conceived. And yet, it is the source of all that is conceived and all that is. So it is both nothing and everything. And beyond both of those terms, which fail to describe it. But this is who you are. This is the self. And this which contains everything contains including space and time. Because space and time are concepts that we superimpose upon the real of what is perceived. And therefore, the self must be beyond space and time. The self is non-dual. It is not a thing separate from other things. And even the concept of things exists only in language. Language is a product of the self. It's a creation of the self, but it cannot be the self. The self must include the intelligence that created language and that enables us to perceive meaning in the sounds and the marks on paper that we perceive. So therefore, it is transcendent of language and therefore transcendent of meaning. And therefore, to find our center, we must transcend language and reach a state of silence. This requires also transcending all identifications. Now, the ego, in its imaginary level, in its most primitive level, identifies with the body. And therefore, we must say that the self is not the body. But that doesn't mean that the self is something separate from the body. No, it just means that the self is in a non-dual state in regard to all reality. Can the body exist without the air that you breathe? Don't we have to say then, if I am the body, I'm also the body plus the air? And can the body exist without the food that we eat? Therefore, don't we have to say that I'm the body plus the air plus the food? But doesn't the food to grow require the whole earth? And so isn't my body the whole earth? But doesn't the earth, in order to grow the food, require the sun? And doesn't the sun require the Milky Way and the intergalactic whole? And we can go on and on. So ultimately, we have to say that what I am, if I am the body, is the body plus the universe. It is all one, because it is all interconnected as a whole. And any differentiation between the body and everything else is a false separation. So even in that sense of perceiving the material plane, we have to say that that plane is a codependent arising, as the Buddhists would say. But then we can also examine it more deeply, though what we think of as matter is, again, just an idea. That now physicists have recognized matter is energy. Energy is light. Light even can be reduced to probability waves. And the light and the probability waves are the reciprocal of the conscious awareness that perceives that and can collapse the wave into a particular observation. So all of it, again, comes down to something that is unknowable, that derives from a source of intelligence that transcends science itself. And therefore, we have to say that the universe that we are living in is radically unknowable. And that we cannot differentiate the perceiving of the universe from the universe that is perceived. The knower is ultimately the known, and the two are collapsed into the act of knowing itself, and the knowing collapses into the being. And the being, because it's unknowable, is also non-being. So there's the entire mystery of creation. And we are that. Each of us is all of that. And the realization of that truth is simply what meditation is about. And it can all be realized in an instantaneously intuitive knowing and being once we achieve the plane that is transcendent of language. Then there is a realization, not a thought, but a realization. I am that. Tattvamasi, the great Mahavakya of Advaita Vedanta. And the same idea is present in all of the spiritual traditions. In Buddhism, perhaps different words are used, nirvana, but because nirvana has a dualistic tinge between nirvana and samsara, the Mahayana Buddhist use the term emptiness. But even emptiness must not be thought of as a thing, and therefore the Buddhist sages would say emptiness is empty even of emptiness. There is no way to grasp the truth of what we are through words, through language. And that grasping intellect is what we must let go of. When we stop trying to grasp the truth, we realize we are the truth. All along, everything we were seeking to know and to be, we are. So there's nothing to do in this act of meditation. There's nothing to get. There's nothing to learn. There's nothing to seek. But letting go of all of that in the most radical way possible. Simply realize that your being right now is that ultimate reality. Okay, so let's meditate on that.